B-Pod Studios.
Vision of Joe Murray.
She's the kind of girl you dream of. Ow! Dream of giving hold of. You don't know the words. Met her, forget it.
You just said met her.
I'll tell you what. Feels good being back in the seat. Gotta admit.
You like it? I had this vision of Joe Murray in a recording studio, but you're not standing at the mic. You're on a stool. You're absolutely on a stool doing your lead vocals.
That stool is screaming.
I used to try to. I used to try to play
necessary.
Music.
It wasn't necessary. About the airplane bathroom wasn't necessary, and the screaming stool isn't necessary.
I'll do these TV shows, and they get the stools out for us. I'll sit down, and I'm like, that thing's screaming.
Well, yeah, when I tried to play music back in the day, I would sit on a stool and play the guitar.
Okay, you got
I wasn't much
acoustical?
Of a stand-up guy. I'm not good at it.
Rhythm?
I heard the bass.
Rhythm. You don't want to make it cry or sing.
Rhythm.
I'm with you.
I heard the bass is easy. Like,
bass
start the bass.
Yeah. Four strings.
What are you laughing at? Bass is not
just
easy.
Just play one string on that thing.
Depending on what the band calls for, I will second that. The bass can be a very easy
just
instrument.
Boom, 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 boom,
I mean,
boom.
Now, you're going to be John Entwistle? No. Now the bass
Jason,
is
that easy?
No.
Les Claypool,
bass is a lead instrument. But if you just need someone to go G, C, G, D,
flip their long hair.
Yeah, you can make do with it. You know.
I ain't here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. That's the song that Cam Newton referenced with his time in New England.
Huh.
And so I think this is a one.
I don't like that.
One time thing.
Somebody on Twitter said to me, way too premature to pay Cam. You're better than this.
Ooh.
That's from at Anton Shagur 81. First of all, how dare you even suggest that I'm better than that? No. Number two.
Anton Shagur.
I don't think it is premature. When you have a starting quarterback that, as Jim Louth quite rightly pointed out, is winning you games, what do you need? Oh, you want it to be more appealing to your eye? Think back, Joe. How appealing to the eye were the Patriots at the beginning of the Brady Belichick era?
Was that
enjoyable football to watch from an aesthetic perspective?
Yeah.
Or was it very workmanlike?
Yes. Since 1993, I have enjoyed the New England Patriots and their style of football, win or lose. I've enjoyed it.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Drew Bledsoe threw 70 times against the Vikings, that was awesome.
Okay, not Drew Bledsoe. I'm talking about Tom Brady in the early days when they would just very workmanlike get themselves down the field. 14 play drives, not one highlight catch or play among the whole thing. Hmm. Was that pleasing to you?
Yes.
Because as a Patriots fan, I can see why you'd say yes, because they won. But I will tell you, the attitude of the rest of the country was boring.
Well,
oh, you're just hating on them because they win. Yeah. But in terms of just watching something that's entertaining,
it
wasn't fun. So, was it like, wow, blow you away
I'll
football
tell you what,
to watch?
I'll give you this, that watching Tampa Bay, you know, after you watch a team like San Diego and watch what Drew Lock can do. Oh, excuse me, Drew Lock. We'll get to Denver. Watching what Justin Herbert can do, and you watch Kansas City regularly, that's exciting football. It's a little bit of a grind to watch Tampa Bay because it's so rigid and structured. There is something to that, but it works.
Well, the Patriots wore you down. That was a Charlie Weiss organized system.
Wears you down.
Right.
Perfection wears you down. Precision wears you down.
Now, I will say this. The Patriots and Cam Newton wore down the Raiders. Like, that defensive line, Hurst was outstanding early on in the game. There was a young guys that couldn't take the reps on the field, and eventually the game plan worked out. That's why Rex Burkhead ran for three touchdowns, whatever
yeah.
it was.
Yeah, and I know we're going to get to this Denver game here because we haven't played Denver in 3 years here. Haven't played Denver in 3 years. Denver used to be the big game, the big rivalry. That defense was stacked when Wade Phillips was there, and he had Tlaib, and he had Harris, Danny Trevathan, and they had Von Miller, you name it, Wolf, that nose tackle in the middle. They got after your ass, and you had trouble blocking it up. I miss the old Denver offense of, you talk about offenses now, and schemes. Four wide, shotgun, double stack, slip screen. You don't know which way it's coming.
How about the run? Huh? Yeah, I mean, the run, the way that they ran the football, too.
The stretch run, the zone blocking scheme
that
is gone.
Was hard to stop.
Zoe, are you saying that you are not looking forward to this game on Sunday?
Because I'm saying kick it off at 10 a.m. so we could go apple picking.
It is not another chapter.
I'm glad it's not 4:30.
In the storied Patriots Broncos rivalry.
Yeah, this isn't like, this is number 18. Brady Manning, 18. Those things are gone, obviously.
It's not Sunday night, mid-November. It's Sunday at 1 in October.
It's not.
With Vic Fangio on the sideline with no fans in the stands.
It's not Shannon Sharp, call the ambulance, or anything like that.
If Drew Locke could go, some kid named Rippon, who's Mark Rippon's nephew, has to go.
It's good. I know he almost imploded.
It's good times. Good times.
You know what
I'm excited to, yeah, Blake Bortles. If I'm them, I'd play Bortles in this game.
Let me ask you something about this game. And Zoe, go off on the Broncos as long as you want, because I love it.
Oh, we will. This deserves to be a 1 o'clock game.
Well,
this game doesn't deserve fans.
The Patriots games in Denver were some of the most highly anticipated for me and imminently watchable games because the Patriots would be favored against the world. And then you throw at Denver on the schedule.
Problem.
Any point in the last 20 years in the Brady Belichick era. And
don't
you
play
think,
well there. Weird things happen in Denver.
It's a problem.
Muff punts. How about a 14-point lead and a muff punt in the snow? And that freaking Osweiler beat you.
Oh, God.
It was CJ, Chris Harper. Oh, what were they doing there? And then CJ Anderson got to the outside.
Oh.
I won't forget that.
McDaniels, who proved himself not to be ready for a head coaching job, beat you. Beat you in Denver.
Yeah. Yep.
These are the things that you think about. But
throwing go routes to Matthew Slater right out of the gate in Denver.
Amendola's wide open, he wasn't in the circle of trust.
What's the other kid had concussions? The white slot receiver. That was his name.
Stokely.
Air mailing him out. He said
Austin Collins.
Sorry. Brandon Stokely played for Denver.
Yeah,
that was Manning's guy.
But the notion of the Broncos Patriots, and listen. Even in a normal year, in a normal time with Brady here and them playing better, it loses something being at Gillette. It wasn't the same level of anticipation and dread that you had going into Denver. But
that Gillette games were fun, man. The 28-point comeback, all that. There were some good games at Gillette.
There were still some good games. Yeah. You just didn't have that same impending doom, the sitting there waiting for you. This game... Is there any juice to this game at all?
Well, this is what scares the hell out of you. The fact there is no juice. And the fact that when everything you've been talking about here, money bags, wanting to give the quarterback the money, what if he goes out and plays like he did against the Raiders again? We're in here Monday. You going to still give him the money? Two bad duds in a row. See, that makes you think.
One practice.
That's a risky game.
One practice.
Oh, really? How many Tennessee have? How Tannehill look?
Who cares? Tannehill's good.
How many Tannehill look?
Who cares?
So Tannehill's better than
Cam
all of a sudden.
Actually, I'm going to say this. I thought Buffalo was really bad defensively. And
they were undisciplined.
No, they got talent. Tre'Davious White in their other corner. Josh Norman, out. Sucks. Out. That guy should be out of the league. He was terrible.
Okay, say Stephon Gilmore doesn't play. I mean, he should still win this game.
Yeah, you should win this game based off talent. Now, listen, the Broncos have good talent. No offense. If he plays, they don't have a linebacker that can cover him.
I can't wait to watch Judy.
You see what this guy can do after the catch?
Can't wait to watch him.
Like, Ruggs didn't play, but if you ask me, I think Judy might be better than Ruggs in that case.
Different type receivers, yeah.
And to answer your question, if he does have another game like he did against the Raiders, do I still give him that money? Yes, because now he'll be more inclined to take
less. He'll be a year older
less.
And a year more beat up.
He'll take a little bit less. You don't come to him after a big win. Right. You don't come.
People want to give him the money after Seattle. That was a problem.
That is a problem. That's a problem if you're writing a check.
He looked good in Seattle, boy. Yeah, he looked good in Seattle.
Come to him after a game where he didn't look quite that good.
So, in a weird way, this is a sneaky big game for Cam.
All right.
Is COVID have no impact on this game? You're not going to give him any sort of like...
Not after Tuesday, no.
Yeah,
no.
Jim, I would.
Okay.
No, I'll be in here Monday.
But
they flub this one Monday, they will get skewered on Monday.
Jim, I would.
I'm saying Cam Newton. He caught COVID.
Nope.
That he's going to play again.
Then he's not ready.
You're not going to take that into account at all.
Poor decision to play him then. Then he's not ready.
A 60% Cam Newton or 100% Brian Hoyer Jarrett Stidham?
Why did you put Stidham in? Because he was not ready, right? That's why they went with Hoyer.
60% Cam Newton or 100% Jarrett Stidham?
100% Jarrett Stidham.
100% Jarrett Stidham.
In a second. Not even close.
So I'll tell you this much. You guys mentioned that, you know, you mentioned that a backup quarterback can go in at any time. Cam Newton, you know, had COVID. Gets one practice and he doesn't play well, and you're not going to give him a pass.
Well, wait a minute. So all of a sudden, if you're going to go in, you're going to evaluate that way. I know we're up against it here, real quick. Then we'll talk about this on the other side. What if he has some breathing issues? No, say that the endurance isn't there.
Yeah,
well, he's an athlete. He has breathing.
Maybe it's all hands on deck.
Yeah, maybe it's multiple quarterbacks.
I want to know who you're dressing out a quarterback. We're going to do that next.
All right, 617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
QB always laser focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. Don't sleep on a hot spot, on a hot rock.
And the guy who was always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I feel bad for our kids.
Because they don't know.
You brought up Harry Styles, and they're like, Harry Styles. They never had the opportunity, like, to grow up with, like, an artist like Prince. Don't like, Drake me or...
Yeah, don't at me, bro.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
You know what they would say?
This dude was so good. And I know you're a Prince guy, but what would the kids... Oh,
they
Dad,
can still
this,
grow up with it,
well,
though.
Not even the kids.
No.
20 and 30-somethings would say Kanye.
God dang. Yeah,
Kanye
okay.
is our Prince, which I do not get. I don't get Kanye. I don't get it. All right, 617-779-0985. Who are you going to dress a quarterback this weekend? Cam Newton, presumably going to be your starter. Who's his backup?
I'm dressing all three.
I'm dressing all three as well.
You can't do that.
I mean, give me the kid from...
Stidham's the backup. Stidham's the backup.
I'm dressing all three.
Yeah,
did you get a text during the commercial break there?
No. I checked my phone.
The way you sent us to break was like, I have something here and I'm going to tell you.
I don't have it. Maybe I do have it. Just have to wait till Sunday to find out if I have it.
Sounded like you had one name in your mind at 5 minutes ago.
I think Stidham's a backup. If Cam has endurance issues and he should not. And this is where Jim goes, okay, so you're not going to be, and Murray goes, you're not going to be fair because, or you're not going to factor in COVID for last week. No, I'm not going to factor in because he's asymptomatic. He doesn't feel it. You know what I'm saying? If he was sick and had issues and was sore or had a fever and had a bad cough, yes, I'd factor that because now it affects your breathing. Why should it affect his breathing? I mean, he is a freaking in-shape phenom.
Yeah. I agree with that.
Would we know that though? Shape. Would we know that if he was experiencing those symptoms?
No,
you can't. You can't say that. You can't say that. Then you can't. You can't term him asymptomatic.
What? Did the team term him anything, or are these just reports? The team's not going to say anything.
Well, then I think they're going to protect their ass and dress all three out. Say in case something pops up, or say he wasn't asymptomatic. But if he wasn't asymptomatic, then he couldn't play.
I mean, are they keeping three players, three QBs? Locke, Bortles, Rippon?
Maybe, Because you don't know how Locke's how's the shoulder going to hold
up. I think there's going
to
be
how far south do you expect it to go against the Broncos to where you would need to dress three quarterbacks?
I think they're going to do
well,
it.
Well, you're down D lineman.
Yeah, you're down a D lineman this
so
week.
So you're worried so about this game.
What if Steph doesn't dress? You know, like you get an extra D, like you get extra spots with some guys now. James White may not play. Wise, you get an extra spot now. You better dress out enough defensive.
You're probably going to need an offensive lineman too. With a
okay, if you're good talking point. About Wise and Gilmore being out and James White being out, and you literally have a spot and no suitable replacement for one of those positions, fine, dress all three. But beyond that. Yeah, but Cam Newton, and
it's the most important position on the field.
It doesn't matter to me. Put Stidham or Hoyer. I would go with Stidham, but quite frankly, everything I'm told about this Broncos team is they're not to be worried about. Just like I was, look, it's a lot like the last game that these guys played before Kansas City, where you're like, look, you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about this team. You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oakland. I don't know what I keep saying. Oakland. Raiders.
Right. Yeah. You don't have to worry about Vegas. Don't worry about it. Okay. Don't change.
Then they go out and pop Kansas City.
A,
so,
don't change. Yeah, don't change your tune on Monday. And B, don't.
I'm
tell
not
me,
changing my tune.
Don't
on
tell
Monday.
Me you need all three quarterbacks dressed. If you can have them and it's not going to affect the roster at all, fine, dress all three. But everything I'm told is that it doesn't matter.
It shouldn't matter.
It should not matter.
It should not matter.
I don't think Denver stinks, but I do think they should be respected. And if Drew Locke plays, I still think this Patriots offense has trouble moving the football.
This turned into a sneaky big game for Cam again.
Let's see what Tim and Nashua has to
sneaky
say about this.
Game.
I know. I'm with you, though. Tim, go ahead.
Tim.
Hardy, I agree with you. I think you keep Cam Newton for at least 2 years. But do you think that Bill Belichick will go into this draft? I mean, I have two people in mind, but and grab two quarterbacks and go from there, or do you draft one this year and then one the next year?
We haven't talked about this a whole lot.
What do you got in mind?
But I think the next quarterback after Cam Newton is someone that they're going to get in the draft. I do not find it likely that they are going to somehow wrestle away either Dak Prescott or Aaron Rodgers. I think the next Patriots quarterback after Cam Newton is someone that they're going to draft.
Yeah, so, and just to add
I
to
like
that.
The kid,
go ahead.
Oh, I like the kid Trask.
Florida.
Poise.
Kyle Trask, Florida. Good kid.
And I like the kid Raymond or Redmond from Georgia. He came from Vanderbilt.
He's got balls.
I like him.
All right, Tim, thanks for the call.
All right, so I like Kyle Trask, but he has a – have you seen this kid Pitts, the tight end for Florida? He's
84?
Like,
they
the
move
next,
all around?
He's the next big thing.
84?
That kid is so Trask, they lost this week, though. But I like Trask. He's really – you know.
Are they packing a swamp this week?
No, the game got canceled.
Oh, that's right. Why? COVID.
COVID.
Oh.
Pitts is a top 10 pick.
Jim, he's awesome. Him and the kid from Penn State, number 87. There's like a big tight end class.
I tell you what, Penn State can recruit kids now. Jesus.
Yeah,
on the outside. Go ahead.
If you ask me, though, there's only a few I watch a lot of college football. To me, obviously, Lawrence is the guy. Like, everyone loves him. What I like about Lawrence is he can move. Fields, I still haven't seen him yet, but having Cam Newton here, he might be that type of guy to have in this offense here. But he's a little bit more dynamic than Cam, if you ask me.
Okay, so he'll be gone two,
and
two
then
or three.
There's a kid
so
from North.
There.
The kid just opted out now, but Trey Lance.
North Dakota State.
And I know if you want to go with that Carson Wentz angle, he's that type of player, more gifted, more athletic. Jamie Newman sat out this year from Georgia. He was a pretty good prospect. What did he play? Go Wake Forest.
Mm-hmm.
He was somebody. Kellen Mond, I hate. Brock Purdy is a big kid that people will like from Iowa State.
Hey, Purdy.
But I don't think any of these guys are, you know, first-round picks or anything. The kid I really like is Sam Ellinger from Texas.
Yep.
Not really accurate, but he can move
a little
bit.
Played a lot of big games. Yep. Playing for the big crowds.
But none of these kids will be first-round picks. And if they want to go with a steady pro-offense guy, yeah. Mac Jones, not to bore everybody.
Which is the most important thing. Just get a more pleasing offense out there for Joe Murray to watch, because he doesn't like this running game. He doesn't like like the RPOs. He doesn't like them.
I'm with him.
It bores me.
Thank you.
Well, Sam Ellinger is like almost like Tebow-esque.
He'd be
no, this kid could throw.
He's Jim. You've seen him run. Yeah, you're right. The kid had how many touchdowns last week?
Yeah, it's kick and throw.
He's not as accurate, though.
Bruce in Maryland. What's up, Bruce?
Guys, good to always be on this amazing show that I love so much. I'm actually passing by Savannah, Georgia, coming back from Florida. But here's the
bottom
line. You
say Savannah as it rolls off your tongue.
Like molasses.
Molasses. That's how you say
it's
Savannah.
It's a great town with wonderful people, great food. But here's the bottom line, fellas.
Hold on real quick. Paula Deen has
Tourism board. What
Paula
is
Deen has a restaurant downtown, and she uses so much butter. I ate there when I did a Georgia Southern game. You got to go to the restaurant.
Still, does she? Have
and
a
you got to get.
There?
All right, it's on my list. It's on my list, guys. But I'll tell you my go-to restaurant.
Get a fried chicken.
Elizabeth's on 37th. The top restaurant probably in all of Georgia.
All right. But what do you got?
I'll put Pauline's on there. You look up Elizabeth on 37, but I will go to that other one. But, guys, listen to me. This is really important. We cover this today, and I'm going to be super fast out of respect for your time. Cam stays as long as he is willing to. He's amazing. He loves us. He loves New England. He's playing with heart. He's playing with fire. I know he's not the pro-style offense, but we love him. Suck up the Navy offense. He's going to be great. Number two, Stidy is the backup. He's either got it or he doesn't. We'll find out this week, next week. Hoyer, get rid of him. Trade him to the Cowboys. Because the Cowboys are chumps, they'll trade somebody for him because they make bad decisions as an organization. We get rid of Hoyer immediately, hopefully today. And backup is Edelman in a Hill-type role, like the St. Hughes Hill. And
here's he can't even get out there on the field as a receiver. They're pitch counting him. I feel bad for the kid for his knee.
He's got to catch the football first before we talk about him throwing a football.
You got to keep.
I love you guys.
I love you too.
Great show. I'll listen.
All right. Have fun down there.
Thank you, Bruce. Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. Trash movie. Great book. Oh, it's so good. Savannah.
Everything moves slow down.
Hey, Hardy, would you franchise Cam Newton next year?
Yeah.
If you're going to keep him, I think you do.
Yeah. Sure. I would rather sign him right now. I would rather give him the $7 million that he has the potential to make for the rest of this year and see if he would take 2 years and $50 million.
That'd be
give
a deal.
Give him the Tom Brady deal.
Franchise him next year. Number would be around 33, 34. So which is 7 on. You get him 2 years for $40 million.
I mean, it is smart. And listen, the caller is right. You have to love what Cam Newton. Like, I just prefer the pro-style offense. But, man, that guy's got balls. He plays hard, and he's really likable. He really is.
Let's step aside here. We will talk about the prospect of a bubble for the NFL postseason. Mm-hmm. There's at least one doctor who doesn't think it's a good idea. Talk about Super Bowl and some upcoming Super Bowl sites. And
did that doctor look at the other two bubbles and didn't have any positive tests in it?
I'm not sure.
We're out.
I don't know if he did or not. I don't know if he did or not. Bruce Arena, head coach and sporting director of the Reds, joins us at 12:50.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand, it's Hardy in for Beetle. Joe Murray is with us today. NFL certainly had its share of COVID issues so far. We're going to get to that and what it could mean for the postseason. First, I want to get to Pearl in New Hampshire here.
Hey,
Pearl.
Let me call you right back.
Oh, you can call us back?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. How's it going?
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
All right. Hi.
Hey, listen. This is just me, and I'm looking at this. The problem with the Patriots offense right now is they don't have any explosive players. The most explosive player that's out there ready to go is Le'Veon Bell. I know he's a little headache, but Bill has dealt with headaches before. You can't let him go to the Bills or Miami. You can't let him go to the Bills or Miami, or we're in some trouble,
Okay, hold on 1 second. Well, let me just ask you real quick, and then Zoe, ask your question.
Yeah.
How have those headaches worked out for Bill that he's decided, I can deal with a headache? How have they worked out most recently?
Okay, well, let's go with Randy Moss' headache, Tlaib headache, everywhere else they went. Corey Dillon, headaches wherever he was at.
LeGarrette Blount.
So, okay, he's not Corey Dillon. He's not Randy Moss. He's
LeGarrette
Blount. He's nothing close to those anymore. LeGarrette Blount isn't half the headache.
Was elsewhere.
And most recently, I mean, let's not look past, you know, the real headaches that have been in here that did not work out, okay? So, I mean, is he Antonio Brown level of headache? No. But he's also not the player any of these guys were.
All right, thanks for the call, Pearl. I want to remind people that remember they had Lamar Miller. They had Lamar Miller.
Yeah, who can do both? Who can do both?
So they weren't done. They weren't done signing running backs as early as of early August, and that's a guy who could catch the ball coming out of the backfield. You looked at Le'Veon Bell's number: 69 catches in 17 games for the Jets. That's like a career year for a running back. Okay,
hey,
in a season. Now, there's this guy, Craig Mish, down in Miami.
Thank you. This is what I was going to get
and
to.
Credit Jimmy Stewart for bringing our attention to this, afternoon show producer. Dolphins are indeed trying to seal the deal on Bell, but the Patriots have jumped in trying to thwart it. Those plans, they'll say the Bills are also involved. So Bills, Dolphins, Patriots now instead of the Chiefs. So think about him off the RPO action, meaning Bell with Cam. And the ability to have him in the backfield, flex him out, put him in a slot. You need help with Edelman. So Bell's a guy you could kick in the slot a little bit, motion him to the sideline, throw him a screen. Now this gets me excited.
Yeah, you can also run him off.
We're going to go Cam here. Let's go get Bell.
You can run him off and throw to James White. You can run him off and throw to Julian Edelman.
Kick and catch.
You can get Burkhead also in the mix here. He's just another distraction that they don't have right now.
And you don't have to pay him $6 million. That's the best part. He's a free agent.
He signs. He gets $1 million today from the Jets if he signs with the team. The only thing I wanted to bring up about the headaches, what has he – I mean, I know he had that DUI with LeGarrette Blount. Blount got his way out of town, came back to New England.
He sat out
for that 1 year.
He was not happy in Tampa. Just over his whole career, the Boise State stuff, punching the kid.
Well, that was LeGarrette Blount, though. But, I mean,
yeah,
I'm talking about –
You said Blount.
No, but I'm talking about Bell. What's the headache?
He wants the touches. He wants the ball. He wants the attention. It was a Pittsburgh thing. Remember, he bitched all the time there. It started there. Didn't get the respect. Plus, he's also in the rap game, right, Jim?
He was arguing about his touches this summer with Gase.
Yeah.
Well, Gase.
We
know that Gase sucks.
He wouldn't be able to argue that here.
Yeah, he would get touched. He'd be on the field, I think. Here.
What's to say he's not going to argue it though?
Yeah, they'll cut his ass. Or they'll put him on, you know, they'll inactivate him every week, and so he can't go somewhere else. That's what I do.
Talking to other veterans and understand what it is here. Talking to Cam.
Cam would love
Cam him. Could be your biggest ally right now.
Yeah.
I think in terms of stopping the Dolphins from getting him, is that really?
You're going to run the ball here.
The Bills need him.
You're going to run the ball here.
The Bills need him, and the Bills are a problem, and for that reason, yes. But when I saw this pop up from Craig Mish that the Dolphins are trying to steal the deal on Bill, but the Patriots have jumped in trying to thwart those plans, are they doing it to screw up the Dolphins?
No, I think they're doing it out of maybe what they're forecasting is need. Don't forget, we're only four games into this thing.
I think maybe if we could find out what's really going on with this, it is the fact that the Bills are still involved, and the last thing the Patriots want is for him to go to the Bills, because if it does work, now that's a problem.
Yeah, and then the Chiefs.
That's a problem.
Sony could be more hurt than they're leading on.
Knees,
legs.
They just can't depend on Sony right now.
I get what you're saying. Is it about what they want, or is it about what other teams might be able to improve upon?
I think it's both.
I don't even know if it's what they want. I mean, what do you really want? We went through the numbers yesterday. We went through, and Beadle had like the next gen stats.
How do you think they view their tight ends? Patriots being, I don't think they view them very well. How do you think they view the perimeter? How do you think, like, every catch is contested with N'Keal Harry on the outside? If we're going to win, we're going to win running the football. And we're going to do it with Cam. Cam and running the football.
But the point
is, get him some
he's
backs.
Not Le'Veon Bell from 3 years ago. He's not even living up
to.
He's not even living up to Le'Veon Bell expectations.
Harrison Burkhead,
he's supposed
have to
be now.
Listen, I don't know that. I feel like this guy has been stuck in Jets hell, took a year off, and I don't know. I think this offensive line, the way that they block in the scheme, he might be able to work here.
All right, let's step aside here because Bruce Arena is going to be joining us here in a few minutes, fresh off of another road win. For the Revolution last night.
Good road coach.
He's just, he's one of the greatest coaches of all time across sports. Bruce Arena, head coach and sporting director of your New England Revolution, joins us next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Good work there by Mancien. Holster got it to Fagundes. Here's Buxa in behind. Buxa keeps his feet. Rouse the keeper. No, now another bite to Cherry. And he's got a goal. 3-1. Great persistence from Adam Buxa. And that's what New England wants to see from their Polish designated player striker.
Polsky putting it in the net, huh?
I'll tell you what. That was some kind of goal last night, some kind of win for Bruce Arena and the New England Revolution. The head coach and sporting director joins us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Bruce, it's Hardy and Scott Zolak and Joe Murray today. How are you?
Good. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Fantastic result last night. Another road win for the Revs, and we just listened back to that Buxa goal, which, I mean, looked like a 2-on-1. If you count the keeper and the trailing defender, it was more like a 3-on-1. What a great effort on that goal.
It was, and he helped set up our first goal. An excellent pass to Kudamane for the first goal of the game. So we're pleased for Adam. It's been a little bit of a struggle this season so far, but I think, he's still a young player for our league at 24 years old, and this is his first real experience abroad. So he's learning every day, and, you know, we think he's going to be a good player for the New England Revolution.
You mentioned that first goal that he had the assist on. That one made me a bit nervous. I thought maybe he had the shot himself. He threaded that pass in on the cross to Mane, but is that one that you would like to see him take the shot himself? I know the result was great.
He made the right play in our sport.
Okay.
You know, he squared it off to the player that was open, you know, and Mane finishing an open goal. So it's the right play.
Right. So do you throw the kid a bone, like on the bus on the way home, like stuffed galumpkies or polkas, like playing on the overhead speakers or anything?
We gave him some kielbasa for the ride home.
All right. He was happy.
I love that stuff. Oh, my God.
Some of the first goal that was conceded last night, The Sadich goal, and then again at the end. I know you were unhappy at the half. How did you feel about the last goal up there?
You know, the last two games, we've given up goals in extra time, you know, and the players relax a little bit. And you know, coaches are coaches. They don't like to see that. Even if you have a game put away, which we did in theory, you know, we weren't going to lose that game. It was 3-1 at the time. But it's disappointing. We have to have better concentration, and we know the players are fatigued. It's the 93rd minute or so. But, you know, we've got – I told them after the game, if we really want to become a good team, we win a game like that going away, and it shouldn't look close on the scoreboard.
Yeah, I'm sitting there and watching the news the other night, and then the cameras are all buzzed because Carlos Hill comes back into your facility for rehab. How good is that, having him around the team, and do you personally, as the coach, still hold out hope that – I know you'd love to have him back, but is there any chance?
There is a chance. Yes, there is.
Oh,
that's why he's back. And you know, he's worked real hard to get where he is today, and we have to see how he gets through his final stages of rehab or getting into. Well, it's not even rehab anymore. He's on the field.
Okay,
we have to see. how he's dealing with the movements that you have in our sport each and every day, and how he holds up. And, you know, it's going to be safety first, because he's too valuable a player that we don't want to re-injure him and get him back in an operating room. But I'm optimistic that he's moving along well, and there's a chance that we're going to see him on the field this year.
It was good to see Gustavo Bowe not only available last night, but get into the game in the 71st minute. He did not finish the game. Was there something that you saw from Bowe's play last night that indicated, at least defensively, he wasn't quite ready to be back out there?
Well, you know, we were told we'd give him 20 minutes, and that was the goal, get him 20 minutes. And he still felt his injury a little bit, so that's why we took him out at the end of the game.
You know, and you got Philly coming up at home, Gillette Stadium Monday night. You know, four times you played them. It's a team that sort of has your number, 0-2-1 against them. How are they playing? What do you see in them, and how big of a game is this for you guys?
Well, it is a big game. You know, we are now, fifth in the conference, and we're close to being in the top four. The playoffs in the East, there'll be 10 teams in the playoffs, and the top four seeds get a home field, and they don't have to be in the play-in. So there's an outside chance we can finish in the top four, and Philly's ahead of us. So it's an important game. So, you know, we'd like to try to get another 3 points. You know, we haven't played well enough at home yet this year. And on Monday, we got to put it together and be a much better team when we play Philadelphia and hopefully get 3 points.
It'd be nice to get another early goal. I tell you what, it's a lot more fun to watch playing with a lead, and you guys have done the last two matches. So, I mean, I don't want to tell you how to coach your team, Bruce, but early goals seem to be a good thing, playing with an early lead.
Yeah,
I like it.
I'm a much better coach when we score an early goal, you know, and so I'm as excited for it as you may be.
All right.
So hopefully we can jump on top of Philadelphia early.
I have one question for you I want to ask you at the end here. It's seeing how you were playing Montreal last night, and you played lacrosse in Montreal. Who's crazier on the whole, lacrosse goalies or soccer goalies?
I would say lacrosse goalies, absolutely. But I wasn't a goalie in lacrosse. I was an attacking player in lacrosse. I was a goalkeeper in soccer. But to get hit with a lacrosse ball does not feel good.
Right.
My daughter's a lacrosse goalie at the high school level, and the welts, if you ever played paintball, about times 5,000. It's just not bad, not good for your legs.
Well, I remember stepping in the goal in a world championship game in Australia in 1974 to show how old you are, and I took a shot in the chest that to this day still hurts. So I think lacrosse goalies are crazier than soccer goalkeepers.
I would agree.
Yeah,
all right.
Nuts. Yeah.
Bruce, we appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you again next week.
Good luck Monday, Coach.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, thanks. There he goes, Bruce Arena, head coach and sporting director of your New England Revolution. I got to tell you, these wins on the road, these 3 points in spots where you don't expect it, it's going to make things so much better for them down the road. And they're doing this without Carlos Hill. So you brought him up. I mean, Bo made it into the game for about 20 minutes last night. It's not like they were relying on him to come in. They're getting it done.
It's not 1-0 either. You're putting the ball in the net a little bit. You get a couple goals.
The overs have been good in Revs game.
Oh, Mr. Gambler, you actually bet Revs.
I was going to ask about Teal Bunbury because, you know, you can bet if he'll have a goal or assist on a goal.
He's done pretty well on that.
He had a goal last game last night.
I would look at some Tajon Buchanan props. If you want to bet on who's going to score, Bunbury, absolutely, the way he's been playing. But check out the action on Buchanan, for what it's worth.
Just made
too money on the Polish kid.
Okay, I'll do that too.
Yeah.
The move that he put on those guys last night, just the upper body strength to move guys. He was on the ball. He was like very, very strong on his approach, but he had two defenders on him. He literally just pushed one off of him. You don't think of it like soccer as being, you know, reliant on upper body strength. That's what allowed him to score that goal last night.
That's what New England wants to see from their Polish designated player striker.
I didn't know that the Polish part was necessary.
I dig it.
What about designated?
We're going to do that. Let's do it.
Play-by-play guys like to add stuff into
it. I said it on the post game last night. I thought I thought he could have. I didn't think it was necessary. You know, it certainly added something to the call.
I think it's good. I'm gonna advise Soucy this weekend to start adding the ethnic backgrounds of individuals into the call.
The player,
like, he doesn't say enough. Well, I mean, but
the practice squad called up guy for this who kicked the extra point.
No. But if Jakob Johnson scored a touchdown, he definitely would mention German. A German. He would say German in the call. I
das
guarantee
is
it.
Good, y'all.
Well, I don't know if he would go that far.
Shaka. Yeah.
90
no, that's
seconds.
What you would do.
I mean, if Le'Veon Bell scored, would they mention Michigan State?
They should.
Yeah.
I got a Michigan State player on the Revs right now, too. A guy who was from Lansing. He looked okay last week. All right, 90 seconds here. No commercials. And then we will continue here on Zolak and Bertram. We're going to get to the NFL in a bubble possibilities. We're also
I've never been a part of the Murray's Musings either. We're going to get to that, too, this hour.
You want to do that at 120?
120. We're gonna target Murray's Musings. You ready to go at 120?
36. 36. 36 on being told by 36. CJ. All right. Murray's Musings coming up here in our fourth and final hour.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.